Road of Life, brought to you by Dove, D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent called surgery. Dr. Brent called surgery. Dr. Brent called surgery.
The Does Mailman.
Hi, Mr. Collier. Look at the big stack of Does letters that just came in.
Golly, folks everywhere are finding out this soap does everything.
You said it. Take this letter from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
What's that?
Mrs. A.M. Waddell says her husband got his Panama hat all greasy working under their car. So she does the hat.
Hey, the lid does did.
Sure. And pipe this postal card from Bellevue, Michigan. Mrs. Grace Russell likes Does so much on wash day, she's even got her brother using it.
Her brother?
Yep. He lathers up his beard with Does when he shaves. It's Does for his fuzz.
How do you like that? Say, listen to this letter from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Mrs. Mary Busby writes, I do a family wash for 10 people, but Does makes it easy. Our towels come out snow white, the work clothes so clean, and the colored rayons so pretty. I wouldn't be without Does for any money. Well, folks, Mrs. Busby's right. You just won't find a soap that gets towels whiter or work clothes cleaner than Does. Yet it gives your colored rayon undies extra safety. You see, when you Does everything on wash day, you've got the soap that's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Only Does, the new kind of soap, gives you this amazing combination. Unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for dirty work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who does best.
Take it from Dan, the Does mailman. Does everything.
And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life.
Dearest John, this isn't the long, long letter I promised you. In fact, I'm writing this much more for myself than for you. I know that isn't fair, but I have a confession to make. I'm lonesome, and so is Janie. I guess we're not the type of women who are just well to leaving our home and family. We've seen Reno, and it's a pretty place, but we do miss Chicago. Janie seems much happier tonight than she has in ages. She started in at nursery school and loves every minute of it. I've thought a great deal about Jim today. I hope you're keeping an eye on him and looking out for him. I know he prides himself on being a very independent person, but it's my opinion that he needs someone to look after him. He's not good at matching his socks and ties or staying out of drafts or...
And then, because Carol Brent realized that she couldn't possibly send that sort of letter to the son of the man whom she was divorcing, she slowly tore it into small pieces and allowed them to flutter down into the wastebasket. Several hundred miles to the east of Reno, Nevada, Jim Brent sits dejectedly in his room in the Chicago Professional Club for Men. For 2 days now, Jim has kept to his room. Now, shortly before 5 o'clock in the afternoon, an old friend of his walks down the hall of the Professional Club and stops in front of Jim's door.
Jim? Come in.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, Doc.
Lovely afternoon.
Afternoon?
Put up the shades and see for yourself.
Oh, that's no use. This room's on a court, and I never can tell if it's day or night.
Try going outside sometime. That might help.
Yeah, I guess it might.
I didn't hear an invitation to sit down, but...
Oh, sorry. You can use this chair as soon as I dump these papers and books.
No, never mind. I'll sit on the bed, Jim.
Okay.
I see it hasn't been slept in. Just rumpled.
I fell asleep in the chair last night.
Jim, why don't you get out of this place? Why don't you move back home? It's so depressing here.
There's nothing as... no one at home who could help that. In fact, the house is closed.
You've got to pull out of this, Jim.
Is that the technique you use on your more neurotic patients? Depressives, for instance?
Forget about my patients. We're discussing you.
Well, I'd much rather discuss your patients. Oh, you happen to have any tobacco with you?
No, and it's a good thing if you've run out.
Why?
The smoke's so thick in here, I can hardly see across the room.
Is it? I hadn't...
Yes, I know. You hadn't noticed.
I'll open the window a bit. That ought to help.
Careful, you're not used to fresh air. Look out for shock.
Skip it, Doc. Don't be so sarcastic.
Well, let's see. What can we talk about? You've been up in this room for such a long time.
Look, Doc, I've only been up here 2 days.
Only?
I'm not doing any harm by staying in my room for a couple of days. Why the big to-do over it?
Well, put it this way. Have you done yourself any good by staying up here?
Oh, I've given myself some time to think.
Arrive at any great and far-reaching conclusions?
I wasn't trying for anything like that. I've just been taking stock of myself. You know, it's healthy for a person to do that every now and then.
Do tell me more, Doctor.
Now, listen, I'm serious about this. A man suddenly finds himself in a muddle like I'm in, he must take time off and figure out where he's going.
And where he's come from?
Right.
Maybe I can help you in a few little things. You see, you've been shut up in here, and I've been out listening to some of the talk this muddle of yours has caused.
I don't want to hear what they're saying, Doc.
Of course you do. Why lie to yourself?
Go ahead, Doc. You're right again. What's been happening?
Well, I won't bother to go into what your friends say. You can use your imagination on that. But I think you'll be interested in the general reaction. And this comes from people who could have been considered impartial. Nurses, interns, orderlies, and doctors. Not only at City, but at other hospitals as well. Jim, they think you were put on a set of tracks and railroaded just as sure as if you'd been the 20th Century Limited. They say it was a rotten shame that it was unfair.
Easy, Doc, easy.
They mean it, Jim.
Well, that's very kind of them.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
Half the medical profession in Chicago is saying that if you're out, it's the hospital's loss and not yours.
Well, that's very nice of them.
They aren't saying it to be nice. They mean it.
Well, I'll admit it was a kick in the stomach, Doc. I didn't expect to be dismissed. I thought I'd done what was right. I'd hoped the staff would see it that way.
Well, it was that nurse Ethel Lanier's testimony that finished you.
I wonder why she said those things. She must have done it to please Fraser. She must have... Postmortems don't do any good in cases like this, do they?
Not a bit. Unless you want a few of the men to draw up a petition.
And... Petition?
Yes. They're thinking over that, too. If enough people sign it, another meeting could be called and more testimony taken.
No, Doc, no. I wouldn't even consider it.
Oh, that's what I figured.
I ask for a yes or no decision. I lost, and that's the way it's going to stand. Besides, doctors have enough to do these days without worrying about attending such meetings and signing petitions.
Oh, you're aware that there's a shortage of medical men? Jim, I came here to shake you out of a mood. I know you've got a hard knock. I know you're disillusioned and I know you're hurt, but the best way to come out of it is to work. And we need you at the hospital.
Hospital?
I hope you haven't forgot Wiley Memorial. You're still chief of staff, you know.
No, I haven't forgotten.
And what about your own practice? I talked to your office nurse. She's been telling everyone you're out of town.
Doc, you're saying that I've run away from my obligations. I haven't at all. I've just taken some time off to think and set myself right. In the long run, it'll be better for my practice and for the hospital. Don't forget, I've had more to digest than this trouble with Fraser. There's Here's Ben Carroll.
Are you going to write her about it?
Of course not. And no one else will either. I'll see to that. Did you hear me?
I heard you.
Good. And it's settled.
It's not my life you're messing up.
I'm not messing up anyone's life.
Well, then, after 2 days of meditation, would you mind giving me a hint as to what you found out about yourself?
Doc, remember how, not very long ago, everybody was worrying about the change in me?
Yes.
Remember how I used to sit around talking about my great urge to be in the country, to get to the open spaces for fresh air to breathe?
Go on.
Well, I think it was all symbolic.
Say that again.
Well, let me explain. I think the basic urge I've had has usually been to break away from the old things.
From Carol?
No. Well, not really Carol, but from the way we were living. It wasn't a good way. It wasn't a real marriage for either of us. I love her, Doc. I don't know why it was that way. It must have been my fault.
I imagine when there's trouble with a marriage, it's generally the fault of both parties.
Well, anyhow, my personal life was wrong and my professional life was wrong, too.
Explanation?
My interests have been turning toward psychiatry for quite a few years now. Toward psychiatry and away from surgery and City Hospital. I wasn't conscious of my pull to break away. It came out in other forms.
Other forms?
Yes. I can see the pattern more plainly now.
Then what are you going to do?
I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to forget about City Hospital. I'm going to forget about Frazier. I'm going to think about only one place. I'm going to devote every minute of the day to psychiatric cases at Wiley Memorial.
Those are good resolutions, but there's a world of difference between resolving to do a thing and actually doing it. Jim's plans call for work at Wiley Memorial. But whether he will have a chance to put them into effect remains to be seen. You know, no one likes to miss out on a good thing. That's why you should Duzz your dishes. Now, I've told you Duzz is best. It Duzz everything in your wash. Well, in the dishpan, too. Duzz everything. You see, ladies...
Ladies? Well, how about talking to us men? I do dishes sometimes.
Well, then, brother, Duzz them. This new kind of wash day soap Duzz everything for dishes. Duzz gives you suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to hands.
I don't get it.
You will when you see Duzz in action. This new kind of soap bursts into suds the instant water hits it. Suds that really stand up so you don't keep reaching for more soap.
Oh, I get you.
Duzz cleans up sticky frying pans in a hurry, too. Cuts the toughest grease without hard scouring.
Nice going.
Yet Duzz is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap.
I don't exactly care about...
Oh, but the ladies do, because Duzz leaves their hands wonderfully smooth.
Some soap.
You said it, mister. Start Duzzing your dishes, ladies. You'll find in the dishpan, too, Duzz everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D.U.Z. Duzz will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Duzz. The soap that Duzz everything in your wash. Save used fat. It's worth 2 red points per pound. You need those extra points. Our government needs used fat. Save every drop.